morning. Today is Monday, November the 27th. Joining us this morning, Rob Arkley. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bri, how are you?
Good.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
We would have to define good.
All right.
Was Stefan was home, so that was good.
Yeah.
We had food that was good. I had all kinds of interesting radio-related challenges throughout the weekend that were unplanned. Not so good.
But
so it was an active weekend, yes.
But here we are today.
That's right. And it looks like blue sky.
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
All the way around, so
yeah.
Only a fool would be leaving town today.
Well, you're right. And flying halfway across the world.
Just a little cheap shot, but you know, at least it was in public, right?
Yes, why not?
Oh, let's see. This is an interesting quote. I don't see that you have a quote.
I didn't today, and I apologize.
All right. That's all right. Rainier Wilke, live your questions now, and perhaps even without knowing it, you'll live along some distant day to find your answers.
Actually, that's wonderful.
Yeah. A little convoluted language, but it still gets there.
No, it gets you like a slot machine. I like it.
So what is this thing that's going on for early birds? They would have heard Hugh Hewitt this morning talking about it all show long. This gal that was nominated or reinstituted.
No, he was appointed by court.
He was, but then when he left, he...
No, and he retired, and then he launched a bomb and basically hired his own successor, saying he had the power to do it. Trump, according to his reading of it, this is the CPFB or CFPB or whatever it is.
CFPB.
Yeah, I deal with them every day, but I the acronym.
And think highly of them, apparently.
Sure. And he left Corduroy left a bomb, and so now they're fighting. And it does create a very useful argument, which is, it's pretty unconstitutional the way it's formed right now. It's an unaccountable body that can raise its own revenue kind of at its whim.
Which kind of sounds familiar.
Yes, it does.
In a bunch of different applications here within the Golden State. But I guess for me, the boil down on it, and this is now just echoing what he was saying, is that here's a bureaucracy, okay, with an appointed head. And now... It has the self-perceived right to appoint its leadership. So completely autonomous.
Yeah, it's
and
not.
And that was the thing that really got him going, and that's where the rub with the Constitution was also. I mean, if there's no oversight.
There's no checks and balances.
Yeah, it's its own autonomous, and it can grow. And I was thinking Coastal Commission, but...
But you'd be correct.
A similar kind of a
actually, the Coastal Commission is a lot more accountable to the people.
Because there are electeds on the board.
There are electeds on the board.
Yeah.
And this is just
but it was
kind of astonishing.
But it was created by a congressional act.
Maybe.
Or legislation.
Just because Congress creates something doesn't mean it's constitutional. That's why there is a Supreme Court.
But that it was created without a check and balance.
Sure it was.
That was kind of the intriguing thing that I got out of the discussion this morning.
Yeah, but I'm not a huge Hugh Hewitt fan. Boy, too many H's.
I got to hit you that one too.
And I don't know that he's extra consistent on his logic. Although he was very happy that Ohio State won this weekend.
Yes, wasn't he gloating?
Yeah.
We don't even have to talk. You don't want to talk about the SEC, do you? Football?
That was a pretty fun game. I really didn't think LSU was going to win. No, seriously. But Saban will be there. He's a very good coach. Auburn, LSU had beaten in it. Probably the best LSU game I've ever been to. And so they're a good team. There's some talent there.
He's always holding that hope.
Now, is Humboldt's program gone?
I don't know if the determination has been made, the final determination, but I know that there was an awful lot of backlash from a lot of the business community that had supported over the decades. And, I know the argument boils down to an economic one. But it's kind of tough. I think this is a historical one also. When you have an athletic program, it could be anything that is really extraordinary. It doesn't have to be just athletics. It can be in anywhere. The students who are in attendance participate. How many of the students wouldn't be going to that school if that program didn't exist? And you got that balancer. So, those who tend to be anti, it could be choir, it could be football, it could be whatever, look at the numbers of the cost and go, well, it's costing X amount. But they never look at the revenue side of what the kid is. Oh, well, they would be coming here anyway. Well, not necessarily. I mean, if you were a singer and you want to go to a strong program and you eliminate a strong program, they're not going to go there. They're going to go somewhere else.
Of course.
And that seems to be lost in the argument sometimes.
This president of Humboldt State is kind of a mystery to me. I've not met her. And I think eliminating football, I get the dollars and cents, but boy, it's pretty important to the community.
It hit a taproot core issue.
Didn't it, though?
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, the challenge I would think that's going on now, we're hearing an awful lot, and I don't know where antitrust comes into play. We know when it has been applied historically, but we talked a little bit about consistency and whether or not it's there. Over the weekend, Bezos, $100 billion. I don't even think I could count that high, counting in thousands before the end of the day without getting lost. That's what this guy is worth. I'm hearing now that Amazon, 41% of all Christmas purchasing is going to be through Amazon. Add up Walmart and the next four or five big boys, add them all together. He's bigger than they are.
Yeah.
If you're in retail, that kind of makes things a little bit, we talk about changes. This is a systemic change in how people are acquiring product.
Well, it's two things with Bezos from what I can tell. He's obviously the most efficient internet provider of marketing and goods that there are. He's a genius's genius. The Whole Foods acquisition going into bricks and mortar. In other words, he's breaking bricks and mortar on one hand and buying it on the other, and he's starting to look like he has pretty monopolistic characteristics to me. And
bad?
Yeah,
or good?
I know. I think this is, he's gone beyond efficiency and he's now breaking people because he can. And
Well, now that happens in a lot of industries, not somebody controlling that market, but there's a lot of big boys that go after and nibble and crush small guys, either focusing on market share or ROI or eliminating a competitor. I mean, that's good, bad, or indifferent. That's part of what has been going on. Is it just because his footprint is so large that he can take out other large competitors?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a Luddite by any stretch of the imagination, but he's starting to do, it's the same as when a market across from Walmart was going out of business and they were having a sale. And the market, Walmart matched the prices of their going out of business sale and made them drive down the price further and made their liquidation even less profitable. And then they popped the prices as soon as the guy was out of business. So, look, I'm
all... It
doesn't
feel good.
Well, it doesn't smack well. I guess consumers are the winners in the cheaper world. I really do think so. We've got to think about employees. Is that good for employees? I don't know. These are all complex issues. I mean, here we've had the Home Depot Pearson's thing. What's Pearson's advantage? They're first. What's their real thing? The big hammer is not because they have a big hammer for sale. Their big hammer is the prices they charge us all. And what did they do? They fought tooth and nail to keep Home Depot and Lowe's out of the market. So there's one thing to be first. There's another thing to be so big that you just kill everybody. I don't see the distinction between Home Depot and Pearson's and Amazon and everybody else is the same.
It's kind of how the recipe is baked at that level, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just nervous about where Amazon's going. And then he owns the Washington Post. And it's the same as Facebook starting to be the news, Twitter be the news. We're letting some of these people into some pretty sacred areas, and they're using their power accordingly. But
if the marketplace doesn't seem to care...
Well, no, that's why there's antitrust division, and hopefully they start caring a little bit more. I would really hope they do.
So what would be a triggering event to get the antitrust guys motivated? I mean, he's certainly... Amazon certainly is still seen as a darling by the techie crowd.
Yes, and Walmart's seen as the devil. And right. It's funny. One good, one bad, and Bezos is trying to capture the left wing
That's side what I was wondering, of the his political contributions that were happening.
He's terrifically left wing, and Walmart is terrifically rural, and the consumers kind of snarled upon, the Walmart shoppers kind of snarled upon by Amazon. And there's an elite.
It's kind of like the flyover state.
Yeah,
mentality.
It is.
And
it's
how that plays.
Great
yeah.
elitism, and so it's. Walmart's well positioned to fight Amazon, but I don't think a company that's going to be $1 trillion is not going to be allowed to just continue to grow willy-nilly. Something about the system will break it up, just because.
So there will, you sense there will be a tipping point at some.
Well, they did it to B of A. And B of A, they did it to, obviously, Standard Oil.
But those guys never had those market shares.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Over 40%?
Oh, yeah. B of A?
B of A was?
Oh, my God. B of A was huge. And especially in the West. It had Transamerica. It had all those things. And certainly Standard Oil did. I mean, so.
Well, now, the phone company was probably
AT&T.
The one that a lot of us are as familiar with.
Well, that was great. We broke them up, and then they merged.
Yeah, the little boomerang thing going on.
Yeah.
There. So, yeah, something to consider. Don't go on the internet quite yet, folks. It's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Rob, we were talking about the changing face of retail, or I guess not even retail, just purchasing. We see the same thing like with the insurance industries. You know, some of these folks that are national or international, and they may have somebody in your town, or they may not, but they're available. The loans, you know, a lot of these guys are out of wherever they're out of, offering for loans.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everything
why.
Seems to be commoditized.
I mean, I think things are getting commoditized. I think we're in a financial bubble again. Economy, those of you, be careful. We are over-levered more than we were in 2007 and 8. And no one's talking about it, but we are.
Is it one industry specific?
No, it's not a housing unique bubble. It's a normal.
Or tech like it was before?
No, that's 2000. This is just a debt. Student debt has gone to an epic level. So we are living through another debt bubble. And it cannot end well. We've had zero interest rates for so long that we're all numb to the effects of it. And the fact is people borrow. I don't know how, you know, and why would you borrow locally here when you can borrow from faster, easier, and maybe a point or two more on the internet? I mean,
same thing as with the retail.
Yeah.
You know, buy here, buy on the internet, two-day delivery, and you get the same product.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great song that Alan Jackson sings. It talks about Common Man and the gas station. And we used to go to the gas station, refused to sell malts, and now he's out of business because he didn't evolve to, and he stayed true to the cause. My fear is that that's what's happening. Is that we've got small towns trying to maintain their entity, staying true to who they are, and I hate to talk about the demise of small town USA, but it kind of senses that with Amazon and some of these other things, that's the direction things are going.
People want to live in small towns, regardless of what you read. 80% of the millennials do not live in urban centers. People want to live in the Eurekas. They want to live in these smaller towns where life is simple, where there are not the complexities.
But are they supporting those towns by buying from those local merchants and those local manufacturers? Or do they want to live in this bucolic spot but save as much as they can by purchasing out there digitally?
Well, I don't think there's a giant disconnect. Not everything. Groceries are a great example. You know, small town, are you going to, I guess you can go to a Walmart, a Dollar General, or some of those others. But the local grocery store has a place and thrives, from what I can tell. It's about the safest investment.
And restaurant, too. Restaurants turn over, but you got to eat.
That's we're a common culture thing. Of eating.
Gas,
out.
You're not going to buy the gas on the internet unless you're buying futures.
True commodity.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, where do you buy a shirt? You probably buy that in a big city or online, unless it's a work shirt and you go to Picky, who's kind of what I consider to be about as genius a business model as you run into anywhere. And, but I do not think that the kids are not supporting in the small towns are not doing it. I think we're seeing kids move back. The bigger problem is there aren't enough other businesses yet. So some towns grow. That'd be a Bend. That'd be a Boise. That'd be some of those other towns. Obviously, Denver's taking it to the next level. But I think we're headed back to a re-ruralization and a de-urbanization, contrary to what we're reading.
With the backdrop that Amazon is still growing exponentially.
Yes, absolutely. But that doesn't mean they control where you live and control things. They FedEx goes everywhere, and that's who.
Sure, but the employment that allows you to live in these smaller towns.
They're starting to create their own weather systems, and that's what a small town needs. Eureka. We're in the position now, blessedly, where we're going to be hiring 8 more people. We're doing it here. And they are great employees. It's creating its own weather system. Now, whether Humboldt State is preparing students, I have my question there. I think they are terrifically missing what a workforce needs. I mean, they have a management major. What company hires a management major? We don't. That's just not smart, and I don't think Humboldt's being smart.
KINS, News and Information, Times 841. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, so at Arkley U.
Oh, yes.
what classes would you emphasize, would you have if you were in a small town like ours? How would you determine the class offerings?
Probabilities.
Of what?
Just a good class on probability.
Oh, okay. Not probability of placement or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
Just learn...
stats.
Stats. Logic.
I hate you. You know that.
Yeah. Statistically, that's probably true. Yeah. I think the other thing is philosophy. Things that really teach you. And then, obviously, the STEM issues. Science, technology, engineering, and... math. And
so you're a fan of NASA?
I am, because I think that's where, whether we like it or not, that's where the opportunities are coming. It's amazing how poorly our university, I don't know that you need a liberal education anymore, and the only one who really are hiring liberal educations are going to work for the government. I mean, it's just pre-government service. They may be educated employees. They're just not thoughtful employees. And so we are looking for creative people that are able to think and adapt quickly to new paradigms.
Philosophy is an interesting one. I would not have considered that.
They're brilliant. Philosophy majors and econ majors are probably the two smartest majors in college. Don't think.
Econ?
Yeah. Oh, have you taken?
No, I'm looking at one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was accounting.
Okay.
I was accounting. So
you didn't get the personality then?
No. Actually, accountants are pretty fun. We used to be the smartest. They've dumbed down the CPA exam. And lawyers as a whole just aren't that bright.
Smarts over resource retrieval?
Well, resource retrieval is smarts.
And native intelligence versus the ability to find people who can achieve, bring together what you need.
Yeah, but what needs to be brought together now is a lot more complicated and technology and science and probability oriented than heretofore. The day of touchy-feely is quickly vaporizing from what I can tell. And that's why government, and you know what else? Our white-collar workers, the doctors, the lawyers, those have become the modern-day Democrat Party. The workers, the people doing the work, are becoming the Republican Party, and they're the creative ones who adapt. So,
what do you think about the future of medicine? Do you think it's going to go into the robotics and things of
yeah,
that nature?
Yeah, it's got to. And I think it's, I think like a Walgreens and a Rite Aid will ultimately deliver 90% of the medicine. I think you're going to go into a phone booth and have
a what?
A booth, and and they're going to take your vitals, and all this stuff's going to be done. They're going to send you through algorithms. You may get a live person on the other line, but I just don't think it's – I think the delivery system for medicine is going to change dramatically, and we're going to all live forever.
Biggest industry change in the next 5 years?
Yeah, that's it. Medicine, no doubt.
Safe travels, man.
All right, buddy. Take care.
See you after Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas to you.
See everybody tomorrow.